Hi, this is Craig Valentine, host of Early to Rise Radio. Have you ever wanted to become wealthier, healthier, wiser, or just have more time to appreciate the finer things in life? On this show, we reveal what high performers are doing every day to be more successful without sacrificing their personal lives. Early to Rise Radio is sponsored by the Perfect Day Formula. Get your free copy of this game-changing success guide at freeperfectdaybook.com. Now let's get started with today's show.
Hey, I am here with my friend Josh Z, and we're going to help you, the business owner, get up to $26,000 per employee back. Josh has an amazing program. Josh, are you ready to rock and share this with everybody?
Yeah, let's do this.
All right. Josh, welcome to the show, my man.
Hey, thanks for having me, Craig. It's good to see you again.
Yes, absolutely. You've come to some retreats, and I've met your wife through coaching and stuff, but I haven't met them in person. But do everybody a favor and pronounce your last name for us.
Zaglowski.
Zaglowski. Awesome. And how many kids do you have now? Three?
Four kids. Yeah.
Four kids.
14, 11. And then my girls are 9 and 6.
That's awesome. Have you lived in Utah all your life?
All my life. The only time I ever lived outside of Utah is I played junior college basketball for 2 years up in Idaho.
Oh, okay. Awesome, man. And then so what's been your career? Like, I know that, you know, when you and I met, you were doing a lot of stuff in commercial real estate. How did you get there? And then how did you get into helping small business owners with this really, really cool program that we're going to talk about? It's not even a program. It's a government assistance that we're going to talk about today.
Yeah. So I've been in commercial real estate for 7 years. Prior to that, I've been in real estate for 19 years. I was in mortgage business before. The reason why I left the mortgage business was to kind of just better myself, get into something. I always saw real estate agents. And I just was like, hey, I want to be in that direction. And then someone approached me and says, hey, you should come to a mentorship class for real estate investing. So I went there and, 19 years later, here I am. But 7 years ago, I transitioned from residential to commercial. And now in commercial, I concentrate on a lot of triple net stuff like retail, flex industrial, and medical offices all across the country. So that's my main thing. I mean, I read a couple of books a couple of years ago that, I wanted to kind of change my mindset, though. I didn't want to tell people I'm an investor. I want to tell people I'm an entrepreneur. And I know we all want to be entrepreneurs, but I really wanted to kind of be in different parts of entrepreneurship rather than just real estate investing.
Yeah. So you have a pretty strong background in being that small business owner, like so many people listening to this podcast.
Yeah, exactly.
And then how the heck did you first come to one of my events years ago? Did you get like the Perfect Day Formula from somebody or something?
It's funny, Craig, because I was thinking about this just yesterday. Number one is one of my favorite books is Perfect Day Formula. And I actually read it every year. I always read it. I don't read it. I listen to it the very first week of the year. So I just finished it yesterday. I mean, it's like a 3-hour listen, right?
Sure.
And I was laughing through it because you talk about a BlackBerry a lot. And I'm like, man, for a while, and now you've had the perfect week formula and all the other books that you have. But that was always my first one. It was actually over Thanksgiving. It was probably 6-7 years ago. I was driving down about 4 hours away from my house to Thanksgiving. And I just said, I'm going to listen to this. Kind of what AirPods were first coming out to. Maybe this is 5-6 years ago. Yeah. And I remember putting it in my ear and just listening to the whole way. And I was like, oh my gosh, when I get home, I'm going to try to wake up at 4 a.m. every morning. And my wife was like, you're crazy. I'm like, I know, I'm going to try. So, and then since then, my body wakes up around then, depending on what, even with the time zone change or whatnot.
Yeah. So. That's amazing. Yeah. We'll definitely talk about your morning routine because I'm sure people are going, how the heck does this guy do so much with four kids, especially at that age with, sports and all that stuff. And I see your Instagram and you guys are always out having fun. So we'll chat about morning routines and stuff at the end. But what I want to really do a deep dive on here is something that's impacted one of my businesses. You've been able to help us there. A lot of my friends' businesses like Bedros Koulian, Fit Body Bootcamp, and then even my friend Seth Mosley, who's in the recording industry, is you've helped us get some money back from some government programs. So this is not the PPP, but it's something as big, but most people don't know about it. And so for everyone who is a small business owner or knows a small business owner, they need to know about it. So can you explain how it was helpful to people that struggled in 2020 and how it's still helpful to people that had some difficulties in 2021?
Yeah. Just like a lot of business owners out there is, you know, certain businesses were affected by the pandemic. You know, it just happened. It's been sad. And, you know, through the pandemic, there was the PPP and the EIDL, which was done through the SBA. And there was qualifications for it and all that stuff. And in March of 2021, President Biden amended the CARES Act. And when he did that, he amended a program that actually started the exact same time as PPP, but you can only get one or the other. You cannot get both. And it's called Employee Retention Credit. Mm-hmm. I learned about it the first or second week of April because a friend of mine says, hey, did you hear about this? No, I didn't hear about it. You should look into it because you own a business, an oil business out in Wyoming. Oh, okay. Let me take a look at it because it's for W-2 employees. I have several businesses. I have two of them that have W-2 employees. All the rest is 1099. But, you know, luckily my 1099 business, there was some benefit that I could do as far as referring business with people in that. But when I first heard about it, I looked online. I Googled the ERC credit. I pulled up, after the ads, I pulled up the irs.gov website. And I'm like, wow, this is real. Because he told me it's up to $26,000 per W-2 employee.
Well, let me stop you right there because, you know, I'm a Canadian, right? And so I own some businesses in America, but like ERC, you've mentioned, Employee Retention Credit, CARES Act, I kind of sort of know what that is. And then W-2, 1099, I think 1099 is a contractor, but what the heck is a W-2 employee? What does that mean? And what more can you tell us about the CARES Act for anybody who's listening who either is American and doesn't know, or it just happens to be outside of American and doesn't quite understand this stuff?
No, it makes sense. I totally forgot about you being Canadian.
So I hide my accent well.
Yeah. So W-2 is, it's basically a qualification that you qualify your person that works for you under that status. 1099 is more of a subcontractor or a contractor. Okay. Whereas W-2 is under that umbrella of the business. They have taxes taken out of their check, all that kind of stuff. And so this, when this was brought about, this was more, and the CARES Act, that was something that was brought about as far as legislation when President Trump was first, when he was in late in his office. It was the end of March, first of April of 2020. And when they amended that, they started this CARES Act, it was mostly the PPP was to help business owners get a paycheck to their employees. That was the main purpose. And there was a bottleneck with the SBA. The SBA, the Small Business Association, was in charge of that. And then they brokered it to the banks, you know, and all of a sudden, bankers started calling all their business owners saying, hey, I can help you with that. And it's because they're receiving a commission on the back end. You know, now fast forward a year, March 2021, we have a new president and, he decides to amend this CARES Act. And what he says, like, first thing is, I don't care if you got one or, well, if you got PPP, now I'm allowing you to get both. Before, okay, you weren't allowed to do that. There's a couple other things he made it where if you have W-2 employees, it's almost like a reward for keeping employees, just like the name, Employee Retention Credit. You retain employees through COVID and the pandemic. So we want to reward you for that. And, you know, this is not a loan. This is free money. You don't have to pay it back, you know? And so back when my story, when I was first hearing about this, because I always tell people, I'm not a tax guy, but kind of like the book, Who Not How, I wanted to write, I found the right who's around me, the right other business owners and partners that I could do this with. But it really started because, you know, the Employee Retention Credit is through the IRS, the Treasury Department. And so you think about, as a business owner, oh, well, I should probably call my tax guy, my CPA. Well, I did. And this is, you know, a person that does really, really well with my taxes. I'm really impressed with him. He was like, hey, I've heard about this, but there's 180 pages or 200 pages worth of documents and legislation to understand. And I'm just not equipped to do that. So sorry, you know, but I can refer someone for you. And I'm like, no, it's okay. I'm just going to call another person that I've known that's in the CPA world too. Same answer. Then I called a friend of mine that I went to high school with. He works for KPMG, which is the top accounting firm in the country. He knew quite a bit about it. And he actually told me, hey, this is actually a payroll credit. Usually your CPA, your tax professional does your 1040s and your 1120s, which are forms, you know, with the IRS. This is amending your 941s. This is more of payroll. And usually your tax person doesn't do payroll.
Okay.
And I'm like, oh, okay, well, let me call some major payroll companies like ADP, Paychex, Gusto. I was striking out with everybody. And I was like, wow, they've made this really tough to get this. So I then looked into it. I got the right people in place and we dissected it for about 2 months. We saw an opportunity because we said, hey, we can help business owners get this money. You know,
well let me just stop you there because you mentioned to me that there's as much money in this program as there was in the PPP program, like total to give out, I believe. And you can correct me if I'm wrong. But you also said that the amount that has been claimed by businesses, and again, this is legal, this is the government trying to help. And this is the government saying, hey, if you do the forms properly, we'll give you money because you helped keep the economy going. So how much total and then how much of it has been claimed?
So at the end of third quarter, there's announcements that come out every quarter. We're kind of waiting for the end of fourth quarter here in a couple of weeks on what the update is. But they put $400 billion to this. Now,
billion with a B.
B with a B, right.
B, yeah.
There was $500 billion with PPP version one. So you think about that, this is 400 billion and the 500 billion went pretty fast, you know, because every company they're following. We are all home watching the news, you know, what is the new update today? You know, and when they announced the CARES Act, business owners and people were watching that, you know, because they were home all the time. And so that 500 billion went within 90 days. And Trump said, if you don't apply for it and it's gone, it's gone. You're not going to be able to get it. Well, this is, you know, $400 billion. At the end of third quarter, only $18 billion had been used, not even 5%. And so with that, they've amended this 2-3 times this year. I think it's on the Fourth Amendment. But, you know, they continue to amend it to make it easier for business owners to get. But it's still difficult to get. You know, we specialize in it, you know, and so we even work with CPAs and tax people that reach out to us on a daily basis saying, hey, you know, can you help my clients?
Yeah. Let me just tell you a quick story. So when I first got out of university, Josh, I was a personal trainer, but I was also working for a big supplement company in Canada. And one of the first major projects they gave me was working with an outside accountant from KPMG on Canadian R&D tax credits.
Oh, wow.
So I'm actually really familiar with this. Like we were spending hundreds of thousands of dollars to go to universities and run research studies on our supplements. And my job was to go and properly fill out the forms so that we were getting back $50,000 to $100,000 per project. So this has been around for a long time. And I think in your presentation that I watched, you had talked about how R&D tax credits have been around since 1981. So because I just want to bring that up, Josh, because I'm sure there's a lot of people saying, this sounds too good to be true. The PPP, there was a lot of fraud in it. I just don't believe this. It sounds really difficult. How on earth do you do this? And so I want to, you know, help people overcome that mindset, but also help them understand, again, back to another key statistic that you shared, was that it's up to $26,000 per W-2 employee for this. Now, the question is, who qualifies for this? And does somebody have to pay to apply for this?
Good question. So I'll answer the first part of how what's the qualifications. And so I actually like to say what the qualifications were and what they are now, because there's still myths out there. And that, to be honest, what you said it right on the button, what I'm always trying to, the biggest thing I'm always trying to overcome is this is too good to be true.
You know? Yeah.
And, you know, I first say, go online, Google, you know, employee retention credit. Actually ask your tax person. I'm not afraid for you to talk to them, because from my experience, 9 out of 10 of them just say, you know what, it's a lot of work. You're probably best to go with these guys. I mean, that just happens 90% of the time. But how does someone qualify? Where does that number $26,000 come into play? So I always like to say it's like a tree. Tree one is 2020 and tree two is 2021. So there's 5,000 available for 2020 and there's 21,000 available for 2021. Now, $5,000 is available for the whole year. Okay. There's basically two main questions. Number one, do you have under 100 employees or less? If the answer is yes, then the next question is were you shut down or amended your business based on the government mandate? And from our experience and, you know, talking to some high level people, 99% of people, if they answer the first question, if yes, they'll qualify because they were shut down or amended their business. It could be social distancing. They, you know, they had to work from home. Or I had someone say, you know, we actually never shut down. We didn't work from home because we had one employee in the store. It's a hearing aid company, but they were told by the government, we don't want you to market for 90 days. We don't want you to bring in new business. That was an amendment. You know, that was something that amended, you know, adjusted their business. Yeah. Now in 2021, the number 21,000, there's really two main questions and what it used to be and now what it is now. So what it used to be is 500 employees or less. So in other words, let's say someone has 140 employees. They're not going to be able to get money for 2020, but they are going to get money for an option for 2021, right? So now the first one, 500 employees or less. The next one, it used to be, have you had a 20% decrease in revenue comparing your 2019 quarters and your 2021 quarters, like head to head, you know, quarter one to quarter one, quarter two, but because of that amendment and them realizing only 5% of the money's been used, they added another one in the middle. And we believe it was mostly because, you know, this is past legislation. This is money available. Like you talk about the R&D tax credit and no one's utilizing it. And it was supposed to be a benefit to these business owners. So, hey, let's go ahead and change those questions. First question, do you have 500 employees or less? That didn't change. The next question, have you had a supply chain disruption to your business? If the answer no, then the next one is that 20% revenue. If that is not a qualifier, then they don't qualify. But there is so many people right now that are having supply chain disruptions to their business that this is when things have kind of opened up as far as better opportunity for business owners.
Yeah. And then so in the qualifications, we're gonna give people a link here, craigvalentine.com/ERC. How long is that survey going to take somebody to fill out to see if they qualify?
So good question, because one of the other questions you said is how much would you get to pay for this?
Right, right.
So let's go over the logistics and I'll go over the cost. So the first thing is if someone clicks that link, you know, craigvalentine.com/ERC, it's going to go right into questions and they're called survey questions. We'll never ask for a credit card. It takes about 5 to 10 minutes per entity. So if you have a couple of entities, it's going to take you 5 or 10 minutes, basic questions. And then based on your answers, it's then going to say, these are the documents we need you to upload. Usually it's going to be about 2 to 3 documents from your 941s for those six quarters being, you know, quarter 2, 3, and 4 in 2020 and 1, 2, and 3 in 2021. Your PPP information, if you got it for both the version 1 and version 2, and then a certain report if you answer certain questions. So that's pretty basic. Now, once you upload that, and I would encourage you to do as quick as possible. It takes us about 7 business days to go through and comb through those documents and then come back to you and say, okay, you're approved for, you know, $312,042 to the penny.
Yeah.
Are you wanting us to file? So we still haven't asked for money yet, right?
Yeah.
Right when you hit submit, you go to a DocuSign, it'll tell you what our fee is. What we saw, and that's the only, the crappy thing with this whole program, is it does take 6 months because the IRS is backlogged to send
to get the money.
Yeah. So nothing I can control on that, right? So with that, we said, you know what, if we're gonna take people's money up front and have them sit around for 6 months, I don't know if I like that.
Yeah,
so we saw a couple other people at the very, very beginning. They were doing a percentage of the credit. So what we decided is we're gonna pay for all the filing fees, we're gonna do all the stuff up front, and then we're gonna take a percentage of the credit. So we're gonna try to get them the highest amount possible. And the credit amount that we're going to charge is 15% when they receive the money. So if someone says, is there a money back guarantee? Well, if we don't get money or they don't get money, we don't get money. So
right. You know, right. Paid on performance.
Yeah, exactly. So that's what we decided to do. And so when the 6 months is up and the check is sent, you know, then we obviously get our fee from that.
Got it. And I just want to talk about a quick success story, because you and I have a mutual friend. I introduced you to him. He's got a lot of gyms. And from what I understand, those gyms, I don't know, there are 10 or 20 or even 30 of them probably are getting up to nearly, I mean, the cumulative total that you guys are getting them back, it's got to be close to $1 million.
Oh, I would definitely probably surpass that. I mean,
a couple million bucks maybe.
Some of those gyms, you know, they might have 5 or 6 employees that kind of work with, you know, an exchange of membership versus, mm-hmm. you know, not charging them or whatnot, or not getting a paycheck. So, but, you know, the thing is each one of them had 5 or 10 employees, you know, times, I think we've already done 60 locations.
Wow.
Maybe. I mean, I haven't looked at it for maybe 4 weeks. You know, and it kind of goes along with, you know, we're doing a lot of business, and we've scaled this where, you know, when I say I haven't seen it for 4 weeks, it's because we have, you know, we're having 150 to 200 companies a day applying right now.
Oh, so, wow. Congratulations.
Yeah, thanks. And so with that, we've automated it to make it easy for the business owner to go through the questions, upload the right documents, and then we just do all the rest.
Yeah. Is there, so they came out, you know, it's 500 million or 400 million, whatever it is. And are they going to shut this down? Like, is there a deadline, or is it until they drain the bank account or of the 400 million billion? Like, how is this all going to work that way?
Yeah. I was going to say, you first said 400 million. I'm like, no.
Billion.
So I always tell people this actually expired. This program expired the end of quarter 3. Because I get that myth all the time. Like, oh, I thought this was over. Yeah. Well, technically expired, but we can amend your 941s for 3 years. So there's going to be about a 2 to 3 year runway, or until the money is out.
Got it.
More and more companies are starting to see this. And so,
well, if you're doing 150 companies a day, even if they were getting, you know, $100,000 back, like, that's a lot of money. I can't do the math on that, but, you know, it's soon going to add up if there's a few other companies like yours out there doing this.
Yeah, for sure. And, I mean, the thing is like, I feel like we haven't scratched the surface, like from the supply chain disruption amendment. That's our last quarter was pretty big. I mean, we were averaging about, you know, 150, 170 million in credit for the month, you know, mm-hmm. and that's rewarding, because it's like, wow, I'm helping business owners get this money they didn't know about, you know? Yeah. And so it's definitely rewarding.
So just a couple of quick questions. If they've already got a PPP loan, they're still golden on this.
That was the very first amendment. So I still have people today is like, wait, I looked into that and I got PPP money. And that just tells me they don't know too much about the CARES Act, because it's been amended 4 times since that first one, you know?
Got it.
And so, yeah, that's the very first one is, if you got PPP, awesome. Now you can get this. Before you couldn't, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. But PPP had to be paid back, but this does not.
Right. Yeah. When they receive, and that's one thing too, is people say, well, I guess with PPP, you know, I had to kind of disclose I was using this for payroll expenses. This, you can use it for anything you need or want. You know, if you want to pay dividends back to your shareholders or, you know, owners or whatever it is, that's up to you. You know, if I've had people, these guys, I met them 3 or 4 weeks ago here locally, they own about 7 or 8 pizza shops. When I was able to help them get over $400,000, they're like, man, when that money comes, we're going to be able to open 2 more stores, because we've been wanting to expand.
That's great.
So there's so much. I love hearing those stories and mm-hmm. and hearing what they're planning on doing, reinvesting it into their business and stuff, you know?
When it comes to the supply chain, like, did the supply chain disrupt my business? How detailed does one have to get on that?
So good question. Number one is at first I always thought, oh, supply chain, that's just a widget sitting at the port, right?
Yeah.
No, it's a lot of different things. Like, we had an attorney firm actually meet with us. They had about 25 attorneys, and they said, our supply chain is courthouses. and they are constantly getting shut down right now with the pandemic. So we base that, that's our supply, you know, and we're, our business is shut down because of the courthouses. So, you know, it's not necessarily a widget, you know, versus like what your supply is. Like what on our website, we have an About Us piece, and there's a lady named Mary Slauson. She's one of our consultants, business consultants. Her background is she worked for the IRS for 25 years. Now she's what they call an enrolled agent. She's private. She's in the private sector now. She's also called an expert witness for the IRS. So they still hire her for forensic accounting, documents and, you know, being an expert witness to big corporations if they need her. The one thing she compared it to this, I think it's a fun story, but when we were a kid, we'd go to the dentist office, right? And we'd open up a magazine. On the left, it would show this picture of this, like, let's say a man or a woman, doesn't matter. And on the right was the exact same picture, but it says, what 10 things are different from on the left? And you'd circle, oh, the guy's missing a boot, or, you know, his hair comb is, you know, in the wrong way. Well, she said, you should look at that picture like your business, 2019 on the left. And what is your business today? What has changed in 2 years? And that's probably supply chain pieces or something regarding the pandemic and mandates.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm like, oh yeah, that's pretty true. Like, and as a business owner, we're always trying to make adjustments for the bottom line. And so the supply chain doesn't matter if you've made more money. Great. You've had supply chains pieces. And we, us as business owners, we always try to, you know, if we hit a wall, we're moving that cheese, like they say, right? So
that's really good. So then on the details, it's 7 days until a business finds out?
7 business days. Yep.
7 business days until they find out if they qualify. And then once they upload the documents. Once they upload the documents, and you know, that's up to, it's not like that, but it, you know, it'll take a little bit of time for somebody to get the right documents and put the stuff together, but we're not talking a long, long time. And then the only problem is, as you mentioned, you're looking at about a 6 month backlog from the IRS until from the day, like, hey, you find out, great, you got 45,000 or you got 145,000. Well, you know, now the waiting is the hardest part, but it's, you know, the checks are coming in. I've seen some for our fitness friend, you know, they scratched out the important details and posted them in a newsletter that they sent out to their franchisees and said, you know, here are actual checks from the government for this program.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's a real deal. So some, you know, I know some people that have gotten their money already. So I guess the other questions you've covered. So are there rules on what I have to do with the money or what I can do with the money?
Not right now. And I say not right now is could be amended, but right now there's not.
Yeah. And why hasn't my CPA told me about this?
So I always tell people, do not get mad at your CPA or tax professional, because this is hard to understand. And like when we first looked at it, and we've had CPAs tell us like, hey, I've actually looked at this and it was taking me 2 hours per employee to file. Well, you look at that, if you're one client that has like, let's say 20 employees, that's a whole week's of work for one client. And usually a CPA has 80 to 300 clients, right? So that's why we even have CPA firms reaching out to us and says, hey, can you help us out? We have a whole book of business that we need someone to, you know, take care of and take care of our customer, because we'd feel bad if they didn't take advantage of this.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. Well, I mean, is there anything that I didn't ask you about when it comes to this program?
I think we covered it. You know, obviously we, there's one thing I think it's, I'll go ahead and kind of lightly announce it is, you know, if you go to H&R Block today, you know, and you say, hey, I want to get a tax refund. Okay. So you're getting $4,000 back. Do you want to wait for that, which will take 6 to 8 weeks? Or do you want us to send you the money tomorrow? But you won't get 4,000, you'll get X amount of dollars, right? Okay. We're working with a couple agencies that some people might be able to get their money quicker. Now,
they'll take a little bit of a haircut, but they'll get the money quicker.
Yeah, we're probably 4 to 6 months away from even launching that.
Okay.
But that's probably the last thing, you know. The one thing, I want to always say is, you know, people say, well, tell us more about your team. Go to the About Us page. that goes over, you know, our right who's, the people that are our partners that work with us, that, you know, and then we have IT side, you know, kind of fintech background, IT people that, you know, that's how we've made this very automated and very easy and user-friendly for the business owner and their bookkeeper. Usually, you know, like yourself, you know, business owners usually don't do their payroll. Not usually, like I'd say 10, 20%.
Yeah.
So the other 80 to 90% is okay, business owners, you're interested now. Get me in touch with your bookkeeper or your payroll company and I can help you get through it, because it usually will sit on the shelf with that business owner. And it's kind of, you know, saying, hey, we'll help you go to the next step of getting it to the bookkeeper. You just got to call them and or text them and give them the blessing, you know. Yeah. Outside of that, I you know, I think we covered pretty much everything.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, I have a client. And he had a rough 2020 and 2021, owned a gym, you know, some personal issues, divorce, all this sort of stuff. And the day that I found out he was getting $17,000 back, I was just super stoked. He was so stoked. I mean, it just gave him that ray of hope. Uh-huh. You know, he's been able to turn around and do some good things since. So you guys have just been doing some absolutely important stuff. And, you know, I'm using it for one of my Fit Body Bootcamp locations, and we'll be able to get some money back on that. So super excited to benefit from this, and also grateful that, you know, you reached out and shared this with me. So Josh, we're going to send people to craigballantyne.com/ERC, and that's where they're going to get the qualifying questions, right? They'll fill that in a short amount of time, and then they'll hear back from you guys in 7 days, right?
Yep. And then if they have questions, you know, our support line is support@ercspecialist.com. You know, you can get a hold of us. There's a chat box in the bottom right. We've made it very easy, very simple for the business owner to, you know, to get a hold of us. So
that's awesome. What do you think you guys are at in total number of businesses that you've helped get money back from?
We're just surpassing 8,000 right now.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. That's amazing. And so if you were doing, you're probably doing $100 million in money back or more?
In credit?
Yeah.
It's been more than that.
That's great.
I mean, it's surpassing $300 or $400 million. You know, it's funny because, you know, we always make goals, right? And our goal was to hit 10,000 customers when we first really launched kind of July, June.
Yeah.
And to know the amount of like companies and banks, you know, we have bankers and reached out to us and saying, hey, we did 200,000 PPP loans. Can we work something out with you guys? Like that's what's been kind of crazy. And so now we have goal of hitting over 100,000 companies, and that's just, you know, 10 times what our goal was. And so that's exciting.
Yeah. And that's still a drop in the bucket compared to the $400 billion that are available. That's crazy.
It is crazy.
Man, that's fantastic, Josh. Okay, so now let me just ask you a couple of personal questions. How the heck do you structure your morning routine and your evening routine so that you're able to be as productive as possible?
To be honest, the first part of the day is basically your book. I had a hard time with that at the beginning, meaning, you know, waking up at 4 a.m., but then I'd be on my phone, you know, and I would check Instagram, Facebook, and I would try to listen. I would have a book going as I was, you know, on the phone trying to see what the latest social media craze is about. Right. So I finally, after about 2 months, I said, gosh, dang it. I need to put my phone down. It's kind of like, you know, when we grew up, you know, you'd pull up a scripture, your scriptures or whatever, and you'd read it. And then I remember reading like a full chapter, like, you know what? I don't remember anything I just read.
Yeah, I know that feeling.
So I'm going to read it again. And then it's just like, you know, and so now listening to a book, I'm like getting sidetracked. So anyways, I just decide, you know what? I wake up at 4, maybe 4:30. I get up. I listen to about 45 minutes of a book, an audio book, and I put my phone about 6 feet from me. So I social distance myself from my phone.
Yeah.
And, you know,
but do you put a mask on the phone?
Yeah. And then from there, I sit down and I kind of write down my tasks and I look at my calendar. I look at things that I could do, you know, during the breaks that I have, maybe a 2-hour break. What can I do to help out my day? And the very end is usually about a 3:30 time frame. And that's when my kids are getting back home from school. And I always want to be there as much as I can. I mean, sometimes you're not able to, but
sure.
I want to be there when they're coming home from school, help them get a snack, talk to them about their day, you know, what's the good things, what's the bad things, and kind of being that role model and mentor to them as they're going through their stage of school.
Yeah.
And then from there in the evening, just really, I'm not great at this, but I'm always trying is putting my phone down and just really, you know, concentrating on what they're needing, you know, whether it's just playing Legos or, you know, drawing or sitting in the hot tub, whatever it is. Like that's what last night is. My son, I was just sitting there watching The Food Who Built America season 2. And then my son, my 11-year-old comes, walks past and he goes, hey, I'm hitting the hot tub. He didn't ask me to come in. He's just, I'm hitting the hot tub. But you know, he meant like, can you come? You know, without asking. And I said, did you want some company? He's like, oh yeah. And then we just sat there for an hour, just like talking about his day, talking about his goals in the next, you know, couple of weeks. And that's just huge. I left the hot tub and went to bed and was just like, wow, that, you know, made my evening, made my day, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. And you know, it's going to be something that he's going to look back on that is so gosh darn important. So man, Josh, that's inspiring to me, you know, as you know, I'm a few years behind you in the kids scene, but you know, I always see your Instagram and I see the, you know, the great times you're having with the family. So it's very inspiring. And so, you know, thank you for that. And then thank you for all the information you share with us today. And thank you for helping my business and helping my friends' businesses. So everybody listening, again, the website is craigvalentine.com/ERC. That'll take you right to the questions and it'll help you get on the fast path here to, you know, getting some relief and some support from the government for your business so that you can keep on trucking and have a great year. So Josh, thanks again. Is there anything else you wanted to add and anything about the perfect days down to the tax credits here?
Well, it's mostly to you. Congratulations on the addition coming up.
Thank you.
Congratulations on the marriage, on the new marriage. And obviously the same thing. I'm always watching your stuff on Instagram. Always motivated by, you know, posts that you put on or in the story. So thanks for your mentorship as well over the last few years.
Perfect, man. I'm so glad you're able to come to one of our events. I'm looking to have some more finally after a 2-year break. So we'll be telling you more about that, but everyone, thanks to Josh here today. And again, go to craigvalentine.com/ERC, get that money back into your business. And we're going to be back here with another episode to help you grow and go and improve your business for the years ahead. We'll talk to you soon.